Hey guys, welcome to Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice, Studio Edition.
Yeah!
Woo! We are, I swear to God, if I hear another mouth noise, I will bring in Mariah Carey to replace you.
Right, use the It'll mute button.
Like
I'm weirdly okay with that.
I was brought in to replace Mariah Carey.
Oh,
let's not
okay.
get it twisted.
Yeah, Mariah Carey was really excited to play Grianna Arande. It was going to be so good.
Back up.
Kariah Mary.
All right, so, oof.
That's a good name.
So we're in the studio now. Surprise, surprise. Come and we will hopefully be until the rest of time, until all
good
of our
here.
Skeletons are ash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know if you had a different idea.
I'm immortal.
I'm pretty good with it being
right.
ash.
I wish ash, yeah.
As long as I want my ashes mixed with your ashes.
Well, I want my ashes specifically scattered across any Disney World ride.
Actually, when I was home in San Diego, I swam down to the bottom of the ocean and got a plant and then ate it, and now I'm immortal.
Oh!
That
was
so California.
No, it's what's that one story? It's that ancient myth.
Loch Ness Monster.
No.
The bottom plant that
the
lets
bottom
you
of
live.
It, like your
fountain of youth.
Nope. The ancient Mesopotamian tale. I just learned about
the
it.
The ancient Mesopotamian tale.
Oh, yes, I am familiar.
Whatever.
With that
I'm taking.
Yeah,
I'm taking some online classes this summer, you guys.
Ooh, girls learning.
Yeah. I love it.
I've been reading.
What is it? I'm going to look it up
I've
on our break,
drinking.
Then I'll bring it back up.
I've been
drinking.
Sleeping. Actually, no, I haven't been sleeping. That is a lie.
Oh, that's sad. Well,
anyways.
So I think it's time we go back to Interis. I've missed it so dearly. It's been 2 months?
No.
15 years.
A month and like a week or two.
A month and a week or two? Well.
Dun, 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 rising up.
Back to the streets. Did my time,
took my chances.
All right, well, that was this episode. Good job, guys.
Okay, it's now been taken down by iTunes because of the copyright. Let's give ourselves a hand.
Oh, that's right.
Did anyone see that Elf in the Dome thing?
Yeah, so you guys are standing in the ruins of what was just previously a really intense battle. The Milky Tendril Hell recently vacated. No big deal or anything. Nothing scarier. And you see that the dome is quickly, the center of the dome is opened, and it is slowly but surely sort of receding back into the ground. And you guys are alone, surrounded by quite a few dead bodies. You actually look around, and you notice that the Vrock's body has actually just become a pile of feathers. Yeah. On the ground.
I take a feather.
Right.
Same.
And you guys are there, and I need to know what you're doing.
Well,
can I loot
feather.
Blondie? Kai and Zill are taking a feather.
All right, yeah.
I would also like to take a feather.
All right, you take
I'm
a feather. Write it down.
Also, can I loot the woman?
Yeah, that's what I figured we were going to do some loot right now. Yeah.
I just said that. Oh, I didn't hear you.
Molly got to the circlet first, though, right?
Yeah, I'm holding it.
All right, so you need to write that down. You don't get an info card yet because you haven't earned it.
Grianna is shouting to the sky.
Mm-hmm, and what's she saying?
Vengeance!
It's mine!
Well, yeah, and then she kind of like looks around and is like, okay, we did it. And then stares off at the meat shop, kind of contemplating what she actually does want to do, because right now she's not really sure.
Right.
She got the revenge most of the revenge that she really wanted. I don't know how else she could seek revenge at this point.
Right.
Is Blondie wearing any jewelry?
We're all going to loot her.
All right.
Yeah,
so
I want to loot as well at the same time.
All right, so everyone loots. I will tell you right now, around this you find two bean bags.
Two bean bags.
What? That's right.
Take the fucking bean bags back.
Yeah, I figured. you find just this is on all the cultists' bodies, okay?
Hey,
so
why is
you
there a
around?
Phoebe-sized hole in this bean bag?
Honestly.
It's a fetish,
why are like 75% of the beans missing?
Yeah, it's just like a half-empty bean bag.
I don't know. Turn it into a backpack.
I'm sleeping it.
Put Phoebe inside of it.
And carry me.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah,
it's
like
sling,
a baby
one of
bundle.
Baby
yeah.
Oh, gross.
Isn't it called a
baby Bjorn?
Yeah, a baby Bjorn.
A baby Bjorn.
What's
Bjorn.
A papoose?
Any?
Isn't that one of them?
A horrible disease? I don't know.
Well, you also find a felt embroidered handkerchief worth 12 gold pieces.
Wow.
Like
wait, this
that.
Is on everybody?
Does everybody
nope, I'm letting people take what they want.
Dibs on the handkerchief.
All right.
Okay.
Next, I have a carved bone bracelet worth 25 gold pieces.
Okay.
A set of ivory dice.
What else is there?
Yeah. Oh, I'll take, oh, ivory dice?
Mm-hmm.
I'll take them.
All right, so you write down ivory dice. They're 25 gold pieces. There's a jade goblet.
Ooh, me. Oh, what, okay. Do you want
it? You can have
it.
I think you're going to want the next one. I think you're going to want the next one. So take the jade goblet.
The what is it called?
Jade goblet. Jade.
Wait,
it's
so
a golden cup with jade engraved in it.
It's really sick.
You get one set of bagpipes.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That's going
to
be annoying.
I immediately start trying to play them.
Roll a performance check.
Phoebe puts on the bracelet.
Oh, shit.
Cool.
I had a...
I put the planeswalker on my head.
Cool.
I know I had my... I have proficiency in performance. I didn't do proficiencies either.
Bad.
But I remember what I have then.
I believe you.
How much is my jade goblet worth?
Your jade goblet is worth 35.
17?
That is seriously so dumb.
17. All right,
so you pick it up pretty quick.
Hell yeah. I start playing... No, I start playing The Entertainer.
All right, Cameron, add to your music requisition list a
bagpipe version
bagpipe
of The Entertainer.
Bagpipe cover of Entertainer.
Oh my god, the band's complete.
Thanks, Cameron. You find that Terry was actually the cook of the group, and you find about 3 pounds of cooking spices on him.
Poor Terry.
Ooh, can I take some? Can I take? Can we? Do you guys want?
Hopefully, there's
we'll
oil
cook.
In that, so we don't have to use
yeah.
hair grease.
Yeah,
anymore.
I'll take them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of, you know, I want to try to cook again.
Yeah.
All right, so
we can take cooking classes together.
I mean, I'm pretty sure
bond.
I know how to cook. I had a meat shop. So.
Well,
but
yeah,
we could do that if you'd like.
You
I
get
guess.
Like more fancy.
Yeah, you know, yeah. We're friends.
I
now.
Got a planes breaker, y'all.
Friends do that. We yeah. take cooking classes together. What?
We're
what, Molly?
Wait, what?
Oh my god. You know the thing she was doing the ritual on?
Yeah.
Phoebe holds it up.
Oh what?
Yeah, what?
And then she puts it back on her head again. She's like, it's mine now.
It's mine now, bitch. And then you stomp her dead body.
No.
Okay.
How's it going over there?
Sorry, Sid brought stones to record today.
Charge my dice.
And
oh,
she
good.
Put her dice on top of it. Just looks really beautiful.
Oh,
so
good.
Good. It's just the definition of Kai, Aberdeen, and Sid. And
yeah, just some rock charging dice
it,
rolls.
I
would fucking laugh if all you rolled was critical misses for the rest of the night.
Don't jinx it. I wiped Cooper's butt with the new handkerchief I got.
What? You
all
wiped
right.
it?
You
cut
do
it
that.
Out if you want. Nope, it stays. It stays,
you
m'lady.
You wipe Cooper's butt with the handkerchief?
Yeah, it's a velvet handkerchief.
Did he have
he
like a poopy
the best.
Butt?
But you could only, that's a
you
one
You should tie
thing.
It around his neck like a little ass.
Yeah, after he's got, after you got shit on it.
No, he had a really clean butthole.
Especially after you got shit on the handkerchief, put it around his neck.
I am actually going to put it around
gonna
his neck.
It'll help
it
attract a
after,
mate.
Or are you just going to throw it away?
Shake it off around
can't
his
shake
neck.
A,
you don't, there's
can't
no poop
shake
on
off poop.
There's no, okay, you can cut this up. There's no poop on it. Just okay. I tie it around his neck.
Oh, no.
All right.
It's canon.
I was learning about canonizing things.
Or you put it on him like a little.
The first, like in Judaism, they were using a very proper term for canoning stuff. It was like canonization stuff.
Oh.
I was like, damn, this is an old term I just didn't know about.
My Dungeons & Dragons are heavily steeped in Judaism.
We're going to be probably till 2 a.m.
Oh, yeah. I realized this misery about
we
5 minutes
shall
ago.
Shall we move
okay,
along?
Keep going.
Should,
sorry.
So, all right. So you guys are all together. Yeah. Are you... anything? Mm. Are you guys speaking to each other at all?
I feel
we
like
did
we
it.
Should. Yeah, we did it.
We
yeah.
did it,
yeah,
we
I'm
did
just
it.
Kind of like, I don't know what.
I need a long
just,
rest.
Yeah, how's Kai? How's
rest.
Kai feeling right now? You just took like the brunt of a fight.
I'm. We need to take a rest because I mean, I can still go if you need me to.
Oh,
no,
please
I'm kidding.
Don't.
I really
oh,
can't
God.
Go. I really need a rest.
Take care of yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to.
I do have
Phoebe's
a health potion if you want it.
Or
do you
well,
feel like just rest would do it?
I mean, just rest. Like, aren't you guys down for a rest? Like,
yeah.
That's pretty hefty. And we have pee bags.
I really
like,
need a rest. I need a rest.
I'm hunkering. I'm hangry from that fight.
Do we want to go back
wait,
to Langdale?
Yeah, food and then
food
rest.
And rest.
Food
that's
and rest.
So at that point, you hear the yipping of a dog. Like, not even a yipping. A woof!
Oh.
Woof, woof!
Big
as, and then you start hearing footsteps go and go and go and go. And out... Speeding towards you, you see a greyhound just like hurtling at you guys, coming very, very, very fast.
Oh my God,
he sprints back at it.
No signs of stopping.
All right.
And it's about, you know, 30 feet away, 20 feet away, 10. And then you hear a very sharp whistle, but I don't know how to whistle, so. Thank you. Nope, I only needed one. And then just like that, the dog stops, sits, and then continues to bark at you.
Phoebe goes sprinting towards the dog.
I go sprinting after Phoebe.
Full speed ahead, sprinting at the dog, arms out.
All right, so
I grab Iga because remember, Iga is also here.
Yes, Iga is also here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cooper hisses, but nestles back. He doesn't really care.
Yeah. And so, I wonder if Iga has ever seen a dog before. Probably not.
Iga's kind of staring at it like, flutters his wings a little bit, and it's just like, okay. That's about it. I remember Iga's not super bright.
His brain is made of peanuts.
Yes, absolutely. So at that point, you can start actually seeing that there are figures approaching. You remember, you're in the square right now. There are about four main roads leading to where you're at in the center, and you notice that there are people approaching you from each side. Can everyone roll?
6.
Good. Good start.
Yeah. Well, I had a 17.
7.
Oh, yeah.
21.
16.
7.
21. I got 6.
Sid, what'd you get?
16.
Okay, sorry. So, Molly, nope. Phoebe and Kai, you guys aren't too concerned, but you guys are still guards up because you can't really see who's approaching, but you guys quickly can peer through. Kai, the way that you're looking, you can actually start making out the vision of Lavinia and Olivia walking forward. And then Phoebe, the way that you're looking, you can actually, the way that the dog was, because that's the way you're staring right now, you can actually see the owner, who had just whistled, Gordon Maymont.
How close am I to the dog?
You're like there.
Can I pet him? I kiss him. I pet him.
Yeah, roll an animal handling check.
If it goes badly, I'm there because I followed her.
Right,
so
yes.
I'm going to try to grab her away.
Yes, okay.
15.
All right.
Dang.
I fucking love
animal
that
handling.
Dog.
Okay, so you're pretty smart about handling animals that you don't just like fucking shake their ears right away.
You
like
put your hand in its mouth.
Yeah, just like, let
Do
me
what you
love
will.
You. you like let it, you know, it sniffs your hand and then you give it a bunch of. And it's still like guard up. You can tell because it's like on business, but it sees you. It's trying to look like it's not appreciating the pets, but it kind of does.
And I'm whispering too, and I go, "I love you so much. I love you so much."
Okay. Good.
Oh, I love God.
All right. So at that point, through the other two roads, you see Run Road have Belia, the head guard, that you guys tried to convince to see Orend with for a few minutes. They're with 2-3 other guards. And you see, so everyone starts, like, converging on you in the center.
Jeez, these fools.
Hi, guys.
What's up?
And at that point, they all kind of get there, and they kind of wait for you to talk.
So, I guess We're not in Langdale anymore. We're definitely
That's
standing
for sure.
here
yeah.
in Troutbeck.
I'm back.
We escaped. If you haven't already noticed, we did escape, and we
at that
did
Belia
some
puts her
some got
her,
kidnapped.
Belia puts her hand on her sword, and she says, "I will ask you to not forget that what is left of Troutbeck is in the domain of Langdale."
Whomster are you?
Yes.
What?
Wait.
Yes.
Is this?
Yes, this is Phoebe.
Yeah,
it's-a me.
Oh, it's-a me.
It's-a
Phoebe.
Me. A Phoebe.
That's right.
She says that in canon.
And at that point, she looks back at her men, and they all draw their swords.
Hey, no, you don't need to do that.
Phoebe raises. She goes, "I'm 3 feet tall. Let's not be extra.
You are a fugitive."
Okay.
Are you kidding me,
Phoebe?
A fugitive, Phoebe? This darling little thing.
Look
when
at her
I
face.
We won a championship. I don't know.
She just gave your dog some love.
Sorry, what's your dog's name?
I am Belia. That dog is Gordon.
Gordon, who's your dog's name?
What is the name?
Give me the dog's name.
What is the name?
Give me his name.
Champion. It's Champion.
I'm so much kidding.
Just made that up.
No.
Okay.
Name. Of dog.
Yep, you're writing it down.
That means it's always been true. And so they go, "What?" And Belia like is looking at the dead body. She's like, "Oh my, what happened?"
We fought a monster.
Yeah. We fought
saved
a monster.
Everyone.
No, stop.
Revenge.
Stop.
Revenge.
Stop.
That's what happened.
Stop. All right. Everyone get on a horse. We're going back.
What?
Wait. No, you're going back.
Just for proof, look at that pile of feathers, and that used to be a Vrock, and it's dead now.
Did we know it was a Vrock, or did we just...
No,
we didn't
really
know. That is a bird monster.
That's a bird boy.
Kind of looks like Dwayne the Rock Johnson. We're not sure.
It's
but like a bird version.
I have no idea what any of you were talking about. I saw your horses on the outskirts. Can you get on them and can we go back to the
Why?
Earl,
what do you? What? Why?
Yeah. Why should we go with you?
Oh, one, not an option. Two, you are still under investigation. Three, your missing fugitive friend just returned. Four, you're literally surrounded by dead bodies right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Five, you were inside a dome.
Yeah.
You were inside a dome that had been closed off for about 6 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, those 6 hours?
Okay,
that's a long time.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
When you're seeking revenge.
Yes.
When you see us.
When tentacle monsters
I will gladly go back if we can feast.
Yeah, please. We're
you
so hungry.
We're so hungry.
Feast. We just fought the
Do
battle of our lives.
Do I fucking look like Lexand?
I don't know.
I don't know who Lexan is, my friend, so.
Oh, I do.
You
who is Lexan?
You met him.
You don't. Yeah, I
Ivan's secretary.
He's Earl Ivan's secretary.
Oh, okay. Phoebe goes next to a horse and she holds her hands up and waits to be lifted.
Mm. I pick her up.
Uppy?
Can I put her on my shoulders?
At that point, so you all, they all start, you notice that like, so Phoebe,
Hi.
Two of the guards are like on
are
you.
Are they my friend guards?
No, they're actually not. But the third one, Fred, Kai's ex-hookup, is indeed one of them. They're like on you. One of them being Frederick, the other one you have not ever seen before.
I give Frederick a nice little smile, and I don't want to get him in trouble by being nice to me, so I don't. I'm not.
Yeah, and he does not. And at that point, you actually hear the dog. Stop it! Stop it!
Yummy.
You actually hear that you see the dog. Phoebe, because you're looking, you see the dog sort of cock its head and then sort of get the scent of something and then like dart off barking into what you actually see is the ruins of the bookshop, and the dog just like speeds off, and you see Gordon sort of trotting off after it, and at that point everyone's kind of like,
a good idea.
Everyone's like, oh.
Be careful. There was bad stuff in there earlier. Please be careful.
We follow him?
Do you go to follow?
Yeah.
Okay, so you go to follow at that point. Belia actually will sort of half trot off with you, or as anyone else?
I will go as well if I'm allowed to, if they try and stop
me. I mean, the guards will follow you. You know, everyone's sort of interested, so they're following in that direction.
What are my guards' names? Can I introduce myself to
them? Yeah, you immediately stop and you turn around to introduce yourself.
I'm Phoebe.
I like ghosts.
Know. Yes, we know.
I hold out my hand.
It's Jason.
I kiss his hand.
All right.
And you? The other guard that I don't know?
I'm
Fred, I know you. Who are you?
I don't know if I should give
Jesus
you my name.
Christ.
I'm a guard of mystery. I'm trying to work out a new personality.
He has a trench coat on.
It's Sean. I'm sorry. It's
I won't
Sean.
Tell anyone Sean.
It's Sean. It's Sean. A guard of mystery and angst.
It's our secret, Sean.
Thank
Let's
you.
Go check out the bookshop.
All right. And so is everyone walking over? Or is it just those two? What are you two doing?
Well, I guess I let Iga go to the bathroom and then for the long journey. And, and then I walk over.
Okay. So as you're all walking over, you start picking up on this conversation a little bit, you know, at different times, you see the very start of it, which is Gordon Maymont encountering a pretty much empty bookshop at this point, and then tied to one of the posts of the bookshop is a young girl. And roll an intelligence, roll a perception check, I would say, more like
All
it. And then
six.
Everyone can go ahead as well.
Six.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, six.
Girl looks about 17. What are you? What the?
I got a 12.
Okay.
15.
All right. So 17. You start to immediately piece this together. They both have incredibly stark white hair and very similar jaw lines. And even though you have not met Gordon before, and these three can, I think it's perhaps the outsider's knowledge that, oh shit, those people look related as fuck.
To Gordon?
Yeah.
Oh.
And you see Gordon sort of like step back and take the scene, and he usually looks super composed, but he's been taken by surprise at this moment. He walks over to the girl, and her mouth had been gagged, and she had been tied up as well, and so he starts undoing all these things, and then he lifts her up, and he's trying, Mavis, what happened? It's like, I'm fine. I'm super fine. I'm fine. I'm sorry. Thank you for finding me. I'm just, Gordon, I'm so sorry. And he's like, don't apologize to me. You're the one who told your mother that you were heading off to Julie Bard. I thought that you were, and I didn't. And she was like, yeah, Mom, can Mom just continue to think that? I don't want her to be worried. I was trying to, you said that there was this unsolved case, and I thought that maybe I could have gone down there and figured something out, and then things went really wrong, and I'm sorry I didn't learn anything. I've just been here for the last 3 days, and I want to go home.
Ooh. Phoebe's almost crying because this is very sweet.
Is this his daughter?
No, this is his sister, right?
Gordon's sister?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. How old is Gordon?
23.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, makes sense. Checks out.
Yeah.
Checks out. The math.
Is she
CID? I did the math. She looks a little scuffed up. And so, but he wraps his arm around her to sort of prop her up, and they start walking out. And sort of everyone is coming out. You know, Belia is like checking in a little bit more officially as they're sort of everyone starting to gather towards the horses to get back on. And then you notice that the two who have been sort of standing apart from this event, sort of staying at the way lines, are Olivia and Lavinia. And they have been standing next to each other, just like quietly watching, knowing that they have no official place in this business. And so they both seem, in different ways, sorry, I just noticed that the laptop over there had a fucking team, not Mystic. What team is that?
Oh, no. From Harry Potter. From Pokemon Go.
From Harry Potter.
I was thinking Pokemon Go, and Harry Potter Day was yesterday.
Team Valor, thank you.
Ew.
Team Valor for life.
No, Team Yellow.
I was on Team Yellow.
Team Yellow.
Instinct.
Whatever that was. Instinct?
Yeah.
I got some of that.
Cameron and I are on the same team.
Whatever. I got you, Megan.
Because we're goofy boys.
Megan and I were Mystic for life.
Yeah, no. Whatever.
I miss the words. I can't try.
We're just little goofy boys for Team Instinct.
And so you guys all start walking toward the horses, and Belia looks like in a hurry to get you guys like settled up and on the road. And so I need to know if there is any resistance towards that goal.
No, because I want to let the Earl know it's done.
Yeah, no
don't
touching. Like
can I be on a horse near Olivia? Can I?
Yeah.
So I can talk
yeah.
To her?
So everyone gets on a horse. You saddle up next to Olivia on the ride. You maneuver your horse correctly to speak to Olivia.
Mm-hmm. Hey!
Hi!
Becca's okay. Sorry, this is weird.
Could you maybe tell me how you know that?
So, she took me somewhere, and then, you know how she kind of appeared next to me and then grabbed me and then disappeared? She did that with a few other people. Each time she did it, she was worse for the wear. But someone healed her. I can't.
Pause. You, and you all need to roll a perception check.
Okay. Ooh, 18.
All right.
Oh, hell my yeah. God. One, two, three.
All right.
Was it a crit fail?
Yeah.
You don't add it to that.
So fine as a one. Crit fail. All
right. You can overhear this.
Okay. I'm trying to act cool. She,
roll
she
a deception check.
Nine.
All right, I'll let you know how that works.
I'm trying to be as honest as I can.
I just feel like I'm
so.
Like,
the Earl's daughter was one of the people she took, and everyone's okay. We were on a mountain. We walked for a while, and then we got to like a gate into a town that looked very celestial and safe, and everyone could go in but me because I had some unfinished business here, so which is why I'm back. This feels much bigger than me, and I'm just trying to tell you everything in as much detail as I can, but she's safe. She was healed and is in a town in the mountains.
The Mightmire Mountains.
Yes. Mm. Okay. Are there any other mountains?
In the world? No.
Okay.
Just those. Just those. I was drawing and I was like, you know what?
Just one's
enough.
One. Just one mountain.
Phoebe's like very nervously like yeah. She like grabs her. She's like, I promise she's okay.
Olivia sort of nods and she looks like she's trying to process and she says, okay, so she's south.
Yeah, I know it's super weird. I don't understand it
either. How did you get back?
I was teleported. I don't really know. The woman up there, she had these gold markings on her, you know, like the ones that we have and that Becca had around her eyes, and they were kind of all over her. And she was very mysterious and pretty. and she just brought, like, I woke up back here in my house with a book. And she kind of opens her pack a little bit to show Olivia. And she's like, that's all I know. I'm sorry. I promise she's safe. The woman seemed benevolent, nice shit. I don't know. But.
Thank you for telling me.
Yeah. So.
Please tell Ivan this as well. He's very worried about Bianca.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah, I think after this, Nicholas and I will head south. So.
Why?
It was a pretty treacherous climb, even from being teleported like halfway up. So I would be prepared for.
Do you have like a helicopter? I'm not. Yeah, you're not.
Zill goes,
do you have a helicopter? No.
She sort of says, a climb's not going to stop me from getting to my sister.
Of course. I just thought I'd prepare you. It's nasty.
Thank you.
There's torches that lead you.
Okay. Okay.
I'm sorry, this isn't fun.
Brianna's off in the distance and sneezes, and they realize that she's also there.
I'm sorry.
All right. Is anything else happening on the horse ride back?
96 Gobbler. Read us.
96
Gobbler. You try to lead them through song. Some of them seem more willing than others.
I try to join in on the bagpipes.
What's Frank up to?
Fred.
Oh my God.
Frank.
Oh God.
You don't know the names of the guy you fuck.
La la la.
La la la.
Terrible.
Yeah, you did. That was a critical fail on sleeping, on sexing.
It was a two.
Ooh. Close enough. You see that he is actually towards the trail end. The tail end is actually the real human life word that you would use there. The tail end of the sort of procession line of the people heading back, he looks to be on back guard.
Okay, I take like a little pebble and I throw it at him and look away.
All right, I need you to roll to hit and then roll a stealth.
Okay, this is to hit, just a d20 for both.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
20.
All right, so a natural 20 to throw a fucking rock at this guy, but roll to see if you can't see it.
Okay.
Fucking rock.
Kills him.
He's unconscious.
The guards burn.
I assume this is non-lethal damage.
I had stealth.
Mm-hmm.
I regret this.
She crit fail?
I just got a... What's stealth under? Sorry,
Dex.
I got an 8.
Cool. So you throw the pebble at Fred, and you actually... Oh, my eye! No! You can't help yourself. You cackle.
Goof, did you see that?
And it sort of gives you away a little.
And I look away fast.
And you look away fast.
You're like yawning.
All right, so you spend the rest of the horse ride trying to look inconspicuous, but pretty soon you guys are back at Zellangdale, and you are pretty much immediately led into the infamous Earl's waiting room. He gestures you all in, and then takes a look at like the crowd that is gathered there. Because there are quite a few of you here at this point now. And he literally goes down, and Nicholas was already waiting in the room. And he just, like, takes a look at the procession and just starts pointing at people. And he goes down the line, and he goes, stay, leave, stay, leave, stay, leave, stay, 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 couch. And he points at a couch for you guys to go. No, this is the Earl.
Oh, God.
And he sits at a couch for you guys to go sit on. Couch.
As soon as he points at me, I do the Fonzie.
Hey.
two thumbs up.
Good to know.
Maybe looks like he's
I kick the jukebox and starts playing Hairspray Tape.
Yeah, and actually he points at the three of you. Stay.
Who?
Couch. Phoebe. Chair. And he gestures to a chair at the front of the...
Are we on TV?
Yeah.
Am I being punked?
We're on
right
Judge
now?
Judy.
This is Judge Judy. And then, so you see that the only people left in the room sort of after his culling are you guys. Lavinia's here. Nicholas is not here. Lexand is here. Olivia was kicked out. Belia got to stay. Gordon got to stay. Everyone else is gone.
Did you say Lavinia is here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you actually see her step forward. Oh, shit. Oh, God. Oh, God. She steps forward, and I need everyone to make a charisma saving throw.
Oh, shit. Zone of truth?
18.
All right.
Wait, charisma?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. 18 plus 3 is 20.
Oh, so I got a 14.
Okay.
I almost wish I'd been affected by this.
I really like how I can't add simple numbers.
You can choose to succumb to it.
I don't think I will.
Hard pass. What'd you get?
A 4.
All right. What'd you get?
I got a 14.
All right. If you got under a 17.
Hell yeah!
I barely passed.
Yes. You are now under the effects of Zone of Truth.
What?
Which means you may not lie.
I just hit the mic.
What? Which means you may not lie while you are in this room.
Okay.
If I catch you doing it, it actually will just cause you an immense amount of pain, and you would discover that later.
Okay. It's like in Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Wait, don't give it away.
Yeah. It's just a small detail. Okay. The gold rope.
Yeah, it's like, it's just, she has a rope. So, that makes it Carly just dropped her little dice thing to roll
along
dice on.
With my stones.
Along
okay?
with all the stones.
Oh no, the precious stones are on the ground.
This is a big deal. Are the stones okay?
Oh my God, the stones are going
to
be so pissed.
Wish
the stones
back,
just cursed
really
your fucking dice.
Oh my God.
No, they did not.
Yeah, they did. I felt it.
What?
No.
My aura changed.
You don't mess with that, with Sid.
No.
There's no.
Patty agrees with me. She was just nodding. She was like, yeah, cursed dice.
No.
Patty!
I'm torn because I think it'd be really fun to have Phoebe under Zone of Truth, but there's like one specific thing she's going to lie about.
Right.
So.
Are all my dice?
Oh.
There's still more dice hanging
there? Sid, fun story. Sid, we were dancing before we went to the Pride Parade to ABBA in my apartment,
mm-hmm.
and Sid was like waving her arms over her head, like, what? And she hit the doorway with her wrist, and one of her bracelets just like flew everywhere. It was like, and we paused our dance party, and we're just like, oh my God.
Oh no.
Your
pride's ruined.
Oh no. How will we celebrate love?
Stacey, if you're listening, I'm so sorry. That's the bracelet you made me.
So funny. We kept the beads though. It's all good.
Stacey, if you hilarious. If you really. If you really cared, you'd make Sid another one.
No, if she really cared, she'd listen to this podcast.
Sid, burn.
Oh, shit.
Sid also spilled chocolate
She'll
milk on my couch.
I love you, Stacey. You know it.
I fucking hate you, Stacey.
Please cut all this out.
So.
Hi, Stacey.
No, Stacey. I think your mom's got it going on. And so.
Back to
the podcast.
Back to
the podcast.
I'm so sorry. I don't care. It's fine.
I mean, her dice are cursed now, but it's fine.
So are mine, then.
No, they're not.
Hey, Katie Mae. Sid really takes that seriously.
So. Hey, I take it seriously. I take it so seriously.
I'm sure you do.
I know your dice are just fine, Sid.
Yeah, except for the fact that they're cursed.
Yeah, okay, let's not talk about it.
All right, so we're going to keep going.
Just get back, yeah.
Let's get back into it.
Yeah.
Guys, do I have.
So everyone sort of settles down, and the Earl takes his place at his chair, back very straight, and he claps his hands together, and he points at Phoebe, and he says, from your perspective, please.
I tell him everything I told Olivia.
Okay.
I also will add that Becca was doing this involuntarily.
Okay.
It did not seem like she was. She didn't want to be doing it, and it was painful for her.
And you, he actually doesn't react at all. He says, okay. And then he gestures for you to get up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And he points and then gestures you to sit in the chair that
me.
Phoebe was in.
Yes. Oh, me?
Yeah. And he says, and then, from your perspective, please.
And then Grianna goes, okay. From my perspective, what?
What happened?
In the dome?
Everything.
Everything.
How'd you get in the dome? Why'd you leave the city? Were you taken, as some people think?
Well, to tell the whole truth, all in, you know, good, nothing but the truth.
All right.
Because I kind of have to.
Are there any truths that she tries to skirt?
Me?
I don't feel like she has a reason to withhold.
No, I look, man. I got nothing to lose. So I already lost everything. Besides my friends, these are my friends. That is the truth. You all know it now because I'm under the truth spell. Anyways, so we went back and we found the people that were super rude to us in a bar once, and we beat them up and we killed them.
Yeah, it's not that they were cultists. It's because they were rude to you in a bar once.
They were very rude.
This is Grianna's
version of the story.
Perspective, yep. Yes.
Yeah, and basically, I know that they were the reason why my meat shop is gone and why so many people's loved ones are dead. So we killed them. We had to go back. We had to. We couldn't stay here any longer. You were keeping us from vengeance, and it wasn't right. What?
Be nice.
I am being nice. I'm being truthful. All right. Truth doesn't, you know, the truth hurts sometimes. So, anywho, that's what we did. We killed them. We don't really know who they are, why they did it, but we did it. We killed them, and I don't regret it because they killed so many and were rude to us in a bar once.
Do you know why they were doing this to Troutbeck?
No. I mean, actually, no. I wish I did, so I kind of wish we had one of them in this truth seat right now.
I need to know, did you mention anything about the circlet?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. I need to know, did you mention anything? You didn't. You did. Did you two see the portal? Sid did. Mm. Kai did.
Mm-hmm. I thought one person saw it.
I don't think I saw it.
No, I thought two. I saw it.
Yeah, okay. I think so. You two saw through the portal.
Where was the portal?
Did you mention the portal opening?
Wait, what?
You had the ability to lie, so. And
but
you started off the.
You saw it,
well,
so
no, you started off the interrogation, so it's not like they have a reason to ask about it.
I legit don't remember.
At the very end of the fight, the portal briefly opened.
Oh, yeah.
In the
yeah.
center, and it revealed a drow.
Yeah, I don't think we saw it.
Snap shut
sure,
again.
I'll mention it. I don't want to lie to this dude.
All right, so he takes that in as well. And then he gestures for you to get up. He seems to see like he's trying not to react to your guys' stories, so he gestures you up and then gestures you both up at the same time to come sit in the two chairs.
Thank you for your time.
He says,
we hold hands and go up.
So breaking the law, huh?
Okay.
You know, there's a good reason. So what had happened was...
Delaney escaped because we wanted to find our friends, and then I killed Jeremy, and I felt really bad about it, and there's a letter in my thing, and then I'm so sorry, and then we found our friends, and then we ended up in this whole huge thing. I'm
yes,
gonna do a spell.
I was gonna say that, but just a little slower.
It's true.
We found out Grianna might be missing, and so we went to go save her. That's literally it.
Wait, can I rise? I forgot an important detail.
Yeah.
I was straight up kidnapped.
I was wondering if you were just gonna be like...
Sorry. Yeah. I was kidnapped. A girl was, I don't know if this is important, but I was kidnapped by a girl who was flirting with me, and I don't think she actually wanted to flirt with me. I think she actually wanted me to die. I was in an alleyway all of a sudden when I was leaving... I was leaving. Where is I leaving? I was leaving Owen Wilson's shop. I'm sorry. I'm just really emotionally distraught. I think I blacked out all this from my memory. And I was kidnapped, and I woke up in my meat shop, and they were just doing some really shady stuff, and they wanted to kill me, but they wanted everyone to come back and find me first. And then I escaped, and then I found Phoebe, and then we went, and we killed the people that were rude to us. So sorry. I just thought I would rise and speak about that so you know that there's another set of murderers out there. I don't know there.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Rihanna.
I think it was the cultist that got you.
She was one of the cultists.
Yeah.
She was straight up dead right next to me when I woke up. But I did find Iga, my cool owl griffin. I don't You know what? Forget I said that. I don't want you to touch him.
I'm pretty sure they took you, and then they used you as bait to get the rest of us in.
Yeah, that's definitely what it was. That's definitely what it was.
I think they all wanted us in one place for whatever reason. I have no idea why.
They literally spoke in our heads and said, let's play if you want to find your friends.
Yeah, they're like, we're having a party. And
we're having a party, a death party in a death orb.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. It sucked the life out of everything in it.
But, you know, I think the most important thing here, sir, is that we're all alive. You know, the people that are good.
And
are
we stopped that ritual.
Yeah, we stopped the ritual. And I don't know what was going to happen if we didn't stop the ritual.
It was spooky. I'm going to say that. It was pretty spooky.
This was a horrifying
And at that point,
experience.
Lavinia speaks up. She sort of raises her hand. And everyone else, I don't know if you guys do, but everyone, it's very, she's a powerful woman. You know, people are just sort of naturally are like, oh, yes, she wishes to speak now. What is it? It's that very like,
She's the Archmage, of course.
And so she says, if you don't mind, Ivan, I will send a few of my apprentices to go and see what kind of magics they can gather from the scene, if you wish. And Earl sort of takes it in. She says, I was about to suggest the same thing myself.
We knew it was like a form of life magic, right? Or like, so can I say that? I was like, it might be a form of life magic. I'm not specific as to what form of life magic, but that's.
And Lavinia looks at you, bright smile. She says, "Thank you, for your help."
Mr. Earl, sir, can I talk to you over here for a sec?
What? you have to come around my desk and talk to me. I'm not getting up for you. I was
Mr.
asleep.
It is now all just hitting me now that I've had time to process. I feel just horrible for killing Jeremy. And
who is Jeremy?
Do I hear it? Can I roll perception?
Yeah. He says it more like, who's Jeremy?
11.
No, you're I'll roll a... I mean, you kind of hear it.
The cultist?
He doesn't work... For you?
He was a cultist.
No, he was a cultist.
He was a cultist.
Why would you have killed a guard?
You would be in jail.
He was a cultist that didn't know he was. He thought what the evil he was doing was the good.
Was good.
Okay,
wait.
Okay, so this is what I want to do. Hey, Earl. I know you have a lot of power and a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. So Jeremy's father's in trouble, and I think his sister's in trouble too. If you ever come across him or his family, well, you won't come across him because he's dead.
You killed him.
You remember we left him in a pond and didn't go back for the body?
Face down
it's
in the pond.
On my nose.
You just chucked him back in the water.
Remember that? And remember. Now the truth's coming out. I feel so bad about it.
You did what?
No.
We'll talk about it later.
When I'm gone. Anyways, if you happen to come across his family, just like throw him a couple hundred gold. That would be awesome. If I ever do, I will do the same. My mistake. So sorry.
Yeah.
I'm going back.
You got a last name on that? Or just any Jeremy's sister? I mean.
I've got a letter with handwriting on it.
Oh, yeah.
A dead man's handwriting, it seems.
Did it say his last name or just Jeremy?
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to my seat now.
All right. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. And at that point, Lavinia actually looks over to you and she says, Phoebe, right? I was actually wondering if I could take that circlet from you and run some tests.
Can I get it back after?
I'm sure.
Okay, I guess. And Phoebe takes it off her head and she sheepishly hands it over.
Do I see this?
Yeah.
Can I roll insight on the woman?
Yeah.
Do you need it or can I just roll it?
I mean, I forgot my dice tower, so I guess.
13 plus insight is wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
14.
She seems to be perfectly.
Okay. I don't say anything. I just keep on trucking.
Can you let me know what you find if you find anything?
Absolutely, dear.
Thank you.
Keep on trucking.
Life is
at that point,
I'm good.
Ivan is like, all right. I'm having a really hard time caring about this. I was having a really great dream. So how?
Oh my god.
About it's like 3 a.m.
I don't care.
I do.
I'm hungry.
I'm hungry too, dude.
All right.
Is there a
go down to the
buildings we can go to?
I swear to fucking God, Liz.
A Buffalo.
If you try to shoehorn Buffalo Wild Wings into my podcast, I'm going to be so goddamn upset.
It's a Buffalo Wild Wings.
It's a bison Wild Wings. A wild bison wings.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Or just
the drive-through McDonald's?
What?
I thought you said Cuck-Donald's, and I was like, all right, you friggin' libtard.
I did say Cuck-Donald's.
Cuck-Donald's sounds no good.
Wait,
is that like a bad word that I don't know about?
Isn't it a slur for liberals?
Cuck is... No.
What is it a slur
so
for?
So this is a term for a man who prefers to be, I would say, put down. And that is generally referred to as...
you watch a man fuck your wife, yeah. And then you're a cuck. If someone fucks your wife, you're a cuck.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that we're going to Cuck Donald's anytime soon.
We'll just stick to wild bison wings.
Anyways.
So Earl says, go to the kitchen and you can look through leftovers. But I'm going to sleep. I will handle this in the morning. Don't leave.
Is Ivan the Earl?
How about, yes. Okay. How about, don't leave.
Yeah.
Great.
Bippity beep, meet. Let's great. Go, guys.
Tell your wife your daughter's okay.
About, we're not gonna leave.
Yes. And at that point, he actually looks over at Nicholas and he nods. He says, start making preparations.
For what?
Our mansion bedrooms, of course.
Of course.
Our
brunch time tea.
Earl looked at Nicholas and told him to start making preparations and then left.
Okay. What?
Preparations for what?
Mm.
I don't know, but I got chills.
And then, at that point, Lexan claps his hands and he's like, all right, back to the bedchambers.
Back to the kitchen. He said we could get the kitchen food.
We're hungry.
All right, but no messes.
Okay.
No promises. Okay.
We're
gonna be bad.
Another party.
All right. What leftovers do you grab from the kitchen?
What leftovers are there?
Oh,
I want
turkey legs.
You know what? Can I get a falafel wrap because I'm trying out new vegetarian options.
I'm so happy. All right,
the options are falafel and
same
turkey legs.
a pita pit.
I put some in my bag too for later.
Can we all sleep on the same bed? I miss you all.
No.
Yes.
No, I still won't do that. we're gonna take the two other beds, and you guys can sleep in the same bed.
Yeah,
because that's the layout of the room.
Did you miss me? I miss you.
I missed you so much, but I just won't cuddle with you.
Okay.
But I did miss you. Can I? Well, let's
try you guys. Insult. I guess I'm gonna try something new. I'll try it out.
The concept of cuddling.
Yeah. Phil's gonna join our cuddle gang.
Yeah, I'm gonna try it.
I'm gonna sleep on the day bed.
Hey, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, guys.
Yeah,
but
that's fine.
Doesn't hurt to try.
It's only weird if you make it weird.
You know what? Yeah. I'll give you all a hug before we go to sleep. But I'm gonna definitely sleep on the day bed.
Okay. All right. So you guys retire.
Yeah.
You all sleep in the same bed, and Rihanna takes the day bed.
Because every room has a day bed.
Yep, every room has a day bed. That's canonical in my universe.
Do I have any new dreams tonight?
No.
Oh. Cool. Same old bad bed?
No, this one you are actually walking down a hallway.
Mm. That's it?
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm fine with
lame
that.
Lame dream.
And it just keeps getting longer, and you keep knowing that.
What does that mean?
What nothing? You need to get to is at the end, and you just keep walking, but it keeps getting longer.
Fuck that.
Hey, guys, and welcome to season finale week with Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice. I know you're like, Katie Mae, that's not a thing. It is as of right now. New podcast, new traditions, new things that I've been working on for a really long time to get to you guys, but it's finally all happening this week. Yes. Bless up. I'm so excited. I hope you're excited. This is going to completely change the 4th of July. For forever, but not actually for forever, just for this one time. I'm sure season finale week is going to come at many different times of the year, so don't think about it like that. Oh, fuck. I fucked this up so much. Season finale week. It's a whole thing. What you just listened to was part one. We have two more fresh parts ready to come at you this week. No waiting. By next Sunday, the season will be completed. What you're listening to now is what I like to call the loose threads in Langdale section. So I wanted to make sure you all got it this week instead of stringing it out for 3 weeks, because that felt like a lot of bullshit to me. So we've made kind of a holiday around. So I'm going to go through and tell you what each day is right now so you can look forward to it. It's like a little event calendar. I will also be posting some fun little graphics around so you don't forget. All right, on Monday, we are going to do the first of our giveaway announcements, and that is going to be taking place on our To Be Released Tomorrow Instagram account. We're going to launch it tomorrow and launch the giveaway, sort of a two-for-one funsy thing. On Tuesday, we are announcing our Tumblr giveaway announcement. On Wednesday, you are getting the second part of our season finale. Thursday is our Twitter giveaway announcement. Friday, my blog, which I had to put off for a month because I was moving, is finally going to be released, KM the DM, so look out for that. Saturday, we are getting something that I've been waiting to do for a very, very long time, which is we are going to release our first of hopefully very lots of quite a few the Music of DDEN EP releases. So you're going to be getting the first of that, and it's going to be a collection of all the music that Cameron has made for this podcast so far, and they are so, so beautiful. And then Sunday, you guys are going to get part 3, the final part of the season finale. So it's a packed fucking week, and I am so excited to share it with you guys. And I just, it's been such a fun journey. You just heard us in the studio for the first time. It's a lot, and it's a lot of fun, and we're all really happy to be doing this. So we're really excited to be spreading the love for the first time with this giveaway. So pay attention in all those places if you would like to get involved. We're also going to be doing a new listener jump in episode soon, and I think we might be taking questions for that, so start thinking about that. That should be fun / interesting / maybe a disaster, so look forward to that. But besides that, guys, I think that's it. Get ready. This isn't the last you're going to hear of me this week, for once. I will see you on Wednesday, where our adventure will continue.